September 19, 1961 has the first really dramatic and well-publicized case of alien abduction.
Betty and Barney Hill were driving through the White Mountain area of New Hampshire.
It's late at night. Betty sees this unusual light that seems to be maneuvering.
This light stopped in midair directly in front of us. The car motor stalled. And at that point, I realized that they undoubtedly planned to take us on board.
And then the next thing is that they're 35 miles down the road, and they have no idea how they got that far down the road. It turns out they were missing 2 hours.
My wife decided, well, we should notify someone, and we thought of notifying the military base located in this area.
A radar had detected something unidentified and had reported it through channels inside the Air Force.
They had tracked an unidentified craft at 2:14 a.m., just about the time we estimate that the UFO left.
They developed a series of nightmares. And as a result of that, the ufologist told them you should be regressed hypnotically to try to see if you remember more. The doctor who did the hypnosis was Dr. Simon, and he was an expert, and he played the tapes for us. They are terrifying.
All right. Is he captain? What is he?
He's still asleep, but you can see it all clearly.
Looks like a big pancake with windows.
Something very traumatic had happened to them.
The Betty and Barney Hill case interested my father a lot, and he did take part in the hypnotic interview.
This case did get a lot of behind-the-scenes attention from some very interesting scientists. They wanted to know what happened to Betty and Barney Hill.
The story has been being told for some time, since the late 60s. It's not a new story. We have done a lot of research that puts information out that hasn't been put out before, the new book Captured. But it's an important story on several different levels. It was the first abduction experience to get any serious attention. It wasn't the first abduction. First one to get attention in John Fuller's book, The Interrupted Journey. Now, it got attention in spite of the efforts of Betty and Barney, because they were very much concerned about what the impact would be on their lives if this story got out. Betty was a social worker, a supervisor in the welfare department, state of New Hampshire. Barney worked for the post office, was very active in civil rights. The last thing they needed was public attention about the strangest story you can imagine. Bad enough to see a flying saucer. People have been seeing them for years. But now we're not talking about dead bodies. We're talking about live ones. We're not talking about wreckage. We're talking about a craft that comes down, does its thing, and leaves. Takes them on board against their will. This is a crazy story.
911, what are you reporting?
I got a strange going on out here. Something just killed my dog.
Something killed your dog?
My dog went flying through the air over the tree. I don't know how it did it.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm really confused. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence, and Nate was dead when she hit the ground. I didn't see any cars. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence.
What are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was?
It was. It was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sir?
See ya!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, and thank you for hitting play. This is just a little bonus teaser of something we've got coming up that I'm pretty excited about over on the Paranormal Odyssey podcast. Some of you guys are going to be hearing this on Sasquatch Odyssey. Some of you are hearing it on Paranormal Odyssey. I decided that I was going to try to cross these two and mesh these two together because I'm sure there are some of you guys that probably listen to both shows. And for that, I thank you very much. Some of you guys are just interested in Bigfoot. Some of you are just interested in UFOs and Dogman and some of the other cryptid, but I wanted to share this with all of you guys. So if you're interested, I will have links to both shows in both of the show notes. Whatever platform that you're listening to this on, you can get both shows. So that said, I've booked an interview with Kathleen Marden. She's the author of the book Captured. It's about the Betty and Barney Hill UFO abduction back in the 60s. She wrote the book with the late Stanton Friedman, which you heard in the beginning of this intro, talking a little bit about the case. But Kathleen is actually the niece of Betty Hill. So she remembers the night that this incident happened, and Betty called her mother, which was her sister, and told her about this abduction case. So I'm excited to have Kathleen on the show. She's going to come on and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the other research. We may even do a two-part series because she's been investigating this kind of stuff for decades. So I'm excited to bring that show to you guys. And as I said, if you're interested in both shows, you can find them anywhere you find podcasts. You can go over to the website, SasquatchOdyssey.net. I'm working on a new page there to integrate the Paranormal Odyssey podcast in with that, and we'll start posting all the episodes of both shows over there for everybody to enjoy. But that said, I just wanted to announce that for you guys. I just posted a new show over on Paranormal Odyssey. It's about Dogman, so go over and check that out if you haven't already. And I posted a bonus show over on Sasquatch Odyssey. So check them out. You guys have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next week.